Those Who Can't Manage by Tim Turnbull. If, as he insists, he hears what Dirk is saying, the problem must be one of comprehension. Perhaps he is afflicted with some sort of aphasia, which scrambles the signals so that the sounds don't translate. An auditory agnosia, blurring background noise and speech into one unintelligible fuzz. Or maybe it's an autism, but one where his ability to decode communication is entirely conditional on the interlocutor's position within the corporate hierarchy. Certainly there is evidence of a disconcerting tendency to psychopathological echolalia, phrases regurgitated verbatim, buzzwords pounced on and parroted incessantly. Particularly, it has to be said, one's divined from those ethereal visitants from HQ. In such ecstatic transports as to suggest possession. Maybe he is possessed and can only comprehend speech in tongues. Or perhaps it's just because he is a cunt, lickspittle, drone. Dirk himself has had a thoroughly productive afternoon, fielding calls from irate customers and engaging in a spot of handicap hurdling wherein the customer, or rube, is transferred to another department. In truth, a randomly selected desk elsewhere in the cavernous open-plan office space. Dirk and colleague Craig, he of spots, ornately sculpted hair and silver kipper tie, then observe and count the bobbing heads as the inquiries pinballed round the room. Sometimes they'll wager on how many obstacles the hapless complainant will have to overcome, or set a task to be completed by the time the mark is dumped back at square one. Now, on the cusp of Friday night, the boneless one appears, and summons the team to audience. They, mesmerised, obey. His eerie, droning voice gently dissolves the marrow from their bones. Its incantatory quality warps the world around them. Not long becomes eternity. His words change the very fabric of the universe. A future of degraded terms and conditions, of increased productivity targets, CPD, mushrooming bureaucracy, of tedium is painted in rainbow colours and transformed into the first sight of the Valley of Shangri-La, a paradise where all burdens will be loosed and fall away, and faced with this perversion of reality and the boneless one's evident auricular affliction, Dirk balks, and it just comes out. Don't flob in my coffee and call it a cappuccino, mate. Don't shit on my shoes and tell me it's dubbing. The glass is broken, and things will never be the same again. A storm is coming.